probably deep to start their first drive.
10-11 left in the first quarter. No score. Ubley with their first possession on the night. Working off the right hash at the 13-yard line. 0-0. Ubley comes out in the T formation. Junior quarterback Matt Mychek under center. Three men behind him, including Derek Brown, somewhere in the mix. It's a handoff right up the middle, and Harbor Beach struggling to bring him down before the first down marker. They cannot, and they finally bring Derek Brown down at the 25-yard line by James Shelke for a 12-yard gain.
Well, so far, everything is as we had figured. So far, Harbor Beach's offense stumbles a little bit on the first drive, and already the Ubley offense taking advantage of what has been a porous defense for Harbor Beach. The standard wing tee handoff to their best player, and he goes for a first down right away.
Nice word, porous. I like that. T formation on first down is Ubley running the ball yet again. Derek Brown in the same exact result, out for another 12 yards, brought down by James Shelke yet again. Two plays, two first downs for Ubley.
And three substitutions on defense. Apparently, we're not having that. We're going to try three different guys. But the exact same play, as you mentioned, Clark, and apparently in a week off, my vocabulary has gotten better.
I'm impressed.
don't expect too much more.
We're peaking early, apparently. First and 10 from the Ubley 37-yard line. T formation for Mychek and the Bearcats. It's a handoff to his third option going right up the gut. This would be number 22, Jonathan Brandle, the 5'9". 160 senior running back. He gets out for about 4 yards, brought down by Cole Anderson out of the linebacking core after a 4-yard gain. Second down, six to go from the 42.
This time they show the same play, but instead counter back to the left side. This time they give it to Jonathan Brandle with a pulling guard in front of him, but Cole Anderson does a nice job of shedding that guard and getting the tackle after a short gain.
Ubley comes out of the huddle in no hurry at all. 8:58 left in the first quarter, moving the ball with ease. Second down and six, the first time they've had a second down all night. Harbor Beach with six men in the line. It's a handoff right up the middle and room to run. That would be, it appears to be, Jonathan Brandle. Or is
Derek Brown.
That's Derek Brown on the carry. He's across midfield all the way, finally brought down at the 40-yard line.
That was easy for me this time. Number 20, Derek Brown, tackled by number 20, Daniel Lanfear. And that was a touchdown-saving tackle, folks, as Derek Brown had us fooled up here for a second who had the football. And if Daniel Lanfear doesn't make that tackle, he scores.
An 18-yard gain for Derek Brown pushes Ubley into Harbor Beach territory at the 40-yard line. Moving right to left across your radio in their away white uniforms. Matt Mychek under center, hands it off to his third option. That would be number 22, Jonathan Brandle. He gets out to about the 37-yard line for a 3-yard gain and brought to you down by number 32, Cole Anderson.
So far, Ubley has ran two plays, and they've run them often. They've run a run to the right side with Derek Brown, and they've run a counter where Jonathan Brandle comes back to the left. They kind of show right but come back to the left, and that run hasn't been as successful. But running up the right side, Derek Brown has found big holes early and often in this game.
Derek Brown, your left back in a set of three in the tee. Second down, seven to go, and it's a handoff to Derek Brown. He breaks free of his first tackle, finally brought down near the first down marker at the 31-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 6 yards in the play and brought down by Brady Kirsch out of the secondary.
Noticing that James Shelke and Brady Kirsch have been called a few times now on tackles for defense. They are playing defensive back, folks, so that tells you how deep into the backfield Ubley's getting before they're getting tackled.
And Ubley is blasting right through that front line with ease, and the linebackers are able to hang on, and they have to finish him off out of the secondary. Not boding well for Harbor Beach, and it's only 7:15 left in the first quarter. No score. Ubley marching down the field, facing a third and one from the 31-yard line. It's a handoff right through the middle.
He's
he has
gone.
Room to run, and he is in for the score. Touchdown, Ubley. It is 6-0. The Ubley Bearcats march right down the field and break out for a big run. And it is touchdown Ubley as we're trying to still find the number for that man.
I have the number for you, but it's not going to help you. It's number 37. I think that's Nathan Keller.
I think you are right. Number 37, Nathan Keller, the third back now there for a huge 31-yard run for the Bearcats. And they're on the board first, 6-0. Going for two. Matt Mychek under center. And he hands it off to Derek Brown. Breaks free of the first tackle in the backfield. In for two. It is 8-0 Bearcats. And we played 5 minutes and 1 second on the WLEW Sports Network. Ubley 8, Harbor Beach nothing.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
And with ease, Ubley marches right down the field, capped off with a big old run from Nathan Keller for the score for 31 yards out, and puts Ubley up 8-0 after a two-point conversion from Derek Brown, a drive that covered seven plays and 87 yards in about 3 minutes and 12 seconds.
Well, they just run it right into the throats of Harbor Beach, and they had no answer for it, at least on this first drive. But we're not the only game where points are being scored, Clark. Reese is beating Cass City 14-6 already in that game.
Wow. So deep back for the Pirates. James Shelkey deep at his 12-yard line. In front of him at the 20-yard line would be Grant Hansen. And on the near sideline, that would be Brendan Shedd. Harbor Beach looking to get their offense rolling. They have not been able to do that yet. Shedd brings it in at the 15-yard line. He's out to the 20 and still moving and dives forward out to the 30-yard line where he's brought down by number 60 of the Bearcats, Darren Soule, 6'3", 210 senior.
Yeah, pretty decent play there by Brendan Shedd as that ball looked like it was soaring over his head. He did a nice job to catch it and turn it upfield and give Harbor Beach decent field position to start drive number two.
First down from their own 30-yard line as the officials are still, and there's a personal foul at the end of that drive. So this is the second drive that for Harbor Beach of the night, and it starts the same way. A decent return, and then at the end of the drive, a 15-yard penalty, personal foul against the Bearcats, pushes them right into the 45-yard line.
Yeah, this one's a little less obvious, so it almost had to be a face mask, I'm thinking, on the tackle. It's the only thing I could think of because there wasn't a late hit, at least on Shedd, who was returning the football.
I did not see anything, so it must have been in the trenches. First and 10 for the Pirates, right in front of us at the 45-yard line of their own territory. Two wide each way, man in motion. That is Brendan Shedd to the far sideline. Kirsch rolling to his left, looking to pass, lets this one fly to wide open Shedd. He's at the 45 to the 40, to the 35, down to the 30, and gang tackled out at the 27-yard line by number two, Casey Sweeney of the Bearcats, a moved-up freshman on the squad, and Harbor Beach's offense finally ignites.
Well, when you're playing man-to-man coverage on defense with no help in the backfield, Harbor Beach puts a guy in motion, causes a little confusion, no communication on defense for the Bearcats, and Brady Kirsch rolls to his non-throwing side, does a good job, set his feet, and hit the guy who came in motion from right to left, Brendan Shedd, and he just leaks out of the backfield towards the sideline, wide open, no one near him, as Harbor Beach overloads the left side, and he turns into a big gain, showing off some of the speed we've heard about down here in Harbor Beach.
A 25-yard pass from Kirsch to Shedd on the far sideline. First and 10 from the 30-yard line, Shedd now in motion to the near sideline. Trips to the right. Kirsch looking back to pass on his right. Throws to his left down to the end zone. It is up, and it is caught. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. James Shelkey brings in a great reception on the far corner of the end zone. Kirsch to Shelkey, who heard it all season long. Great coverage from the secondary, and James Shelkey puts Harbor Beach on the board.
Oh, that's just trusting your wide receiver, Clark. It's one-on-one coverage, and might I say Jonathan Brandle had great coverage on the play, but the receiver on the play, James Shelkey, did a better job of locating the football. It was well thrown over to his back shoulder, and he went up and got it where Jonathan Brandle kind of swept in the air trying to just knock it down, had
perfect position but didn't quite hit the ball as he sweeped his arm, and it fell right into the arms of James Schelke. Excellent throw and catch as Harbor Beach lines up to go for two.
Trying to tie it up at eight apiece. Schelke, or Kirsch, looking to pass, has a man open, and he can't bring it in as his receiver had to lay out for it. That was number 47, Robert Emmings.